Amen. Amen. Happy Friday, everyone. Like Fridays. Fridays are good. Very good. Hey, I want to introduce you to a new friend of mine. Not a new friend, an old friend of somebody who graduated from Hope in 1994. How many of you were born before 1994? A few right here. Excellent. Jeff Baxter is a graduate of Hope, 1994. He is now the lead pastor of River Church, which is outside of Denver, Colorado. And we flew him all the way in for you guys today. So will you welcome Jeff Baxter?
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Well, man, this is an absolute honor. You're going to have to strap on your seatbelts because I got to fly in like 8 minutes to talk about the will of God for your life. So we're going to handle that. But I think we have a picture of my family, if everything worked according to plan. There they are. This is my family, Lori, Lillian, Levi, and Lara. Lillian is a freshman in college in Colorado. Levi is a sophomore. He's fully available, everybody. Lara is just along for the ride. We're having a blast. They wish they could be here, but they're running different directions. And my wife attended Hope for a while. She transferred twice for me, actually. So I'm so grateful to be here. Listen, this is an honor to be here. Thank you, Paul and campus ministry team, for allowing me to be here. This is like standing room only. This is awesome. And what's amazing to me, it's also a miracle that I'm even standing on the stage. Let me tell you why. Because I went to Hope College in the early 90s, and in the early 90s, this was a ghost town spiritually. I mean, you don't understand. And so there's a group of campus leaders. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional. There's a group of campus ministries that got together and prayed for this place. And we journaled about it. And you can find those journals. The campus ministry team and I were just talking about this. And we prayed for this place that God would cause a revival to happen at Hope College. And so here's the deal. Look. Yeah. Praise God. So here's the deal. It's amazing. It's a miracle I'm even here today, and this is a result of what God has been doing and is continuing to do on campus here. So much fun. I'm like, is anybody going to show up to chapel today for this whole thing? And there you are. So, hey, we're going to fly. So we can get used to God. We can get used to God. We like a bank teller handling $100 bills. Where she's just, or he's just counting $100 bills all day long, and then she gets bored with it, so she puts it in a machine, and $1,000 bill, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. But if I handed you a $100 bill, you would be like, whoa, $100 bill. But for the bank teller, they get used to this stuff, and we cannot get used to God like the bank teller does with $100 bills. We can't. And so you need to, we're going to talk about the plan of God for your life for just a few minutes. I was reminded on Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. Some of you might have it memorized. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And I think about this and I go, I have this relationship with God where it's pretty open. We have conversations about anything. I hope you do too. And I'll get frustrated that his plans are not my plans. Anybody had that conversation before? Have you lived long enough to know that your plans don't line up with his plans most of the time? And so we have a little bit of the plan. You know, he brought redemption into the world. We know what he's about, making disciples of the nations. We get that. But most of the time, we don't line up with his plans. So I have this conversation with God that goes something like this. I share my resume with God, and he shares his resume with me. You know where this is going. And he'll remind me that he's the creator and the sustainer of the universe. He commands the lightning bolts where to go, Job chapter 38 says. He knows the number of hairs on every single one of your heads, which is incredible. It means he's a personal God and knows everything going on in your life. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, which means he's kind of rich. He calls the heaven his throne and the earth his footstool, which means it's kind of big. He just reminds me of these things, and in the middle of reminding me of that glory, it makes me want to figure out what his plan is for my life, and I hope you are too. And you're at a critical time, Hope College students, where you're trying to figure out what's the will of God for my life? What does he want to do in my life? And so I have some tips for you really fast. We're going to hit and go super fast. But you need to be looking for the divine appointments and the sacred moments. The divine appointments and the sacred moments are those moments where it seems like heaven hits earth in a moment where God is speaking directly to you and no one else is around. It could be at a coffee shop with a friend studying scriptures or talking about life. It could be in chapel. It could be a church service. It could be a prayer time. It could be walking across campus and all of a sudden God shows up in a unique way that's talking to you and it feels like it's just you. Anybody had that happen before? I do all the time. In my junior year at Hope College in 1993, it was happening in overdrive. It seemed like he was saying the same thing over and over through mentors and individual time with the Lord and prayer time and church service where I attended here, and there was no chapel here, but going across campus, it was unbelievable. Well, during my junior year, he's doing that, and between my junior and senior year at Hope College, I went on a short-term mission trip to Romania, and God did two things. Number one, I fell more in love with him. I didn't think that was possible, but he opened my mind to the nations and what his plan was for the world. The second thing he did, well, I saw this girl who was curly blonde hair, bluish-green eyes, a little hint of gold in the middle. Don't ask me how I know that. And I fell in love with her. It wasn't my fault. I did, though. And 6 months later, was engaged. 6 months later, got married to that lady you saw on the screen. And God blew my mind in the course of a summer, everybody. He changed. I was elementary education major at Hope College, going to teach and coach, played year college basketball on the JV team. Whoop! And a couple of it wasn't in my genes, but it was in my family's extended genes. The whole Beckman crew, by the way, is related to me. I just want to say that out loud right now. That's why I'm here, really. It was in overdrive, these divine appointments and sacred moments that God was doing in my life. So really fast, let me give you two tips. And I'm going to be done. Number one is always anticipate. Wake up in the morning and literally get out of bed and anticipate, God, what are you going to do today? What conversation am I going to have today? What's my prayer time going to look like today? What's my time in the Word of God going to look like today? Who are you going to bring into my life to say something to me where I'm on the edge of my seat? Wait, like, what are you going to do today? You guys, for the last several years, I'm not perfect. I don't always get it right every day, but I've kind of been living that way. Even in these days of my life today, like, what conversation am I going to have today where God's going to speak into my life in a unique way? You guys are in an incubator at Hope College where you ought to have the sensors up. God, what are you doing right now? So you had to wake up in the morning and anticipate. Second thing is, you need to be accelerating in your relationship with Jesus. Anticipate, accelerate. So you're always accelerating. You have this unbroken fellowship, prayer time with the Lord all day long. Listen, who are the freshmen in the house? Raise your hand. Freshmen, if you traveled a long distance to get to Holland, Michigan, I want to tell you something. Lake effect snow is real. It's real. You're going to need to increase your prayer life just to get to class. I mean, that is real. And so, like, take that as a divine appointment from the Lord. Like, thank you for having me come to Western Michigan so that my prayer life could increase walking this class, you know, when snow's this high. I mean, it's going to be awesome because your relationship is accelerating with the Lord. Listen, you need to get into the Word of God as often and as long as you possibly can. You need to consume this book. There are no shortcuts to holiness, friends. And the Word of God is your source. And God, in his divine purposes, put it in our language. Thank you, William Tyndale. Go look him up. I mean, a guy who sacrificed his life for the sake of getting this in the English language so that we could have it and read from it. I don't even really care what version of the Bible you use. Just get into it and consume it and read it and figure out what Jesus is all about. Last thing I want to tell you, you guys are going to get out of here early today. It's going to be awesome. Last thing I want to tell you is my family loves to go to the Denver Zoo. We go to the Denver Zoo pretty often, and we love to see it. It's an awesome zoo. It's got all the animals, all sorts of things. But you probably knew this, but groups of animals have names. And so you'd know some of these, probably. I mean, a group of lions is called a pride. Yeah, a group of lions called a pride. And a group of cows is called a herd. Yeah, very good. Good job, Hope College. That's why you're getting this education. It's good. Did you know why what a group of elephants is called? A parade. It's a parade. Or you're talking amongst yourselves about elephants and parades. That's awesome. So, do you know what a group of baboons is called? Congress. Which explains a lot, doesn't it? Explains a lot right there. Not a political statement, I'm just saying. You know what a group of crows is called? A group of crows is a murder. Because they left things behind and probably go, oh, that looked like a murder scene. So crows, murder. This one's really fun. A group of flamingos is flamboyance. Oh, yeah, use that today somewhere. Finally, my favorite is a group of rhinoceroses, rhino. I mean, they're awesome. They're awesome. Listen, a rhinoceros can grow to be 3 tons in weight. It can run 30 miles an hour. It can only see 15 feet in front of itself. Do you know what it's called, a group of rhinos? You can Google this. It's a crash. It's a crash, group of rhinos. I mean, you can imagine why. Listen, we need to be more like rhinos when it comes to our relationship with Jesus, where it's like reckless abandon, full out cruising, because I want to figure out what the will of God is for my life is today. I want to be sensitive to his divine appointments and sacred moments today. I want to know what he's doing today. And so you're so urgent about trying to figure out not just your major and how to complete those credit hours, but what is the will of God for your life? And the only way you're going to do that is getting as close to Jesus as you possibly can. I have a good friend that says, the greatest gift you'll ever give the world is your intimacy with God. The greatest gift you'll ever give the world is your intimacy with God. And it's true. It's true. Let me pray for you. Father, we want to pick up the pace in our relationship with you. We want to accelerate and anticipate what you're doing. We want to pay attention to the divine appointments and sacred moments that you have in our lives. Oh, Lord, I pray for Hope College. I pray especially this week with some tough, difficult, tragic news. I pray, God, that you would come be the comforter. Come love on this campus. Be glorified somehow, some way in the course of your divine purposes for this campus. And would you go ahead of these students and blow their expectations away of what you do in their lives? In Jesus' name, amen. Go look for the sacred moments, you guys.